What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Beat screen addiction and take back your life. I'm your host, Nevalane, here to help you reclaim your time, sanity, and maybe even a little bit of your soul from the clutches of that little glowing rectangle. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's this little digital puppet master pulling your strings? Well, guess what, friends? You're not alone. And there's actually science behind this crazy feeling. Turns out, our phones are designed to be addictive. They use clever tricks, notifications, endless scrolling, dopamine hits that hijack our brains and keep us hooked. But before we dive into the nitty-gritty of how this happens, let's talk about why it matters. Because screen addiction isn't just about wasting time, although, let's be real, that's a pretty big deal. It can seriously impact our mental health, relationships, and even our physical well-being. So buckle up, because today we're going deep into the science behind screen addiction and its consequences. Get ready to discover the sneaky tactics your phone uses and how you can finally break free. First things first. Understanding dopamine. You see, every time you get a notification, like or comment, your brain releases this amazing feel-good chemical called dopamine. It's the same thing that gets released when you eat delicious fruit or achieve something awesome. So basically, your phone is tapping into our natural reward system, creating a cycle of craving and satisfaction. Next up, FOMO, the fear of missing out. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media, feeling like everyone else is living a more exciting life than you? That's FOMO in action. And let me tell you, it's a powerful driver of screen addiction. Here's another one. The scroll hole. Ever get sucked into the endless vortex of content, losing track of time and suddenly realizing you've been scrolling for hours? You're not alone. The algorithms that power social media are designed to keep us engaged, feeding us a constant stream of tailored content that keeps us hooked. Then there's the impact on sleep. That blue light emitted from your phone screens messes with your melatonin production, the hormone that regulates sleep. So, you know those late-night scrolling sessions? They're not just stealing your time, they're also robbing you of quality sleep. And let's face it, who doesn't need a good night's rest? And last but definitely not least, the negative impact on relationships. Spending all that time staring at screens means less face-to-face interaction with the people who matter most. It can lead to feelings of loneliness and isolation, even when you're surrounded by others. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at dinner with your friends, but instead of truly connecting, everyone is glued to their phones, taking pictures, updating stories, or just scrolling aimlessly. Conversations are shallow, laughter feels forced, and the entire experience feels disconnected. Sound familiar? That's the reality of screen addiction, folks. So how do we break free from this digital prison? Stay tuned for practical tips and strategies to reclaim your time and attention. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can take back control and live more fulfilling lives, both online and off. Let's sum it up. Our phones are engineered for addiction, using clever tricks like dopamine hits and FOMO to keep us hooked. This constant screen time can lead to sleep problems, strained relationships, and a decline in our mental well-being. But the good news is, we're not powerless. We have the power to choose how we use our devices and prioritize real-life connections. Okay, beautiful people, here's your action plan for today. Set phone boundaries. Designate specific times when you'll put your phone away, like during meals, conversations, or before bed. Delete time-sucking apps. Be honest with yourself which apps are stealing your time and energy. It might be time to say goodbye. Keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts on this episode and tag me at Your Phone is the Villain on social media. Remember, together we can break free from screen addiction and live our best lives, one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.